Governor, can you explain to me your administration's relationship with the city government of Ferguson and why there may have been some friction from August 9th to November 24th?
Well, I mean, there's a lot. You know, we have stayed in contact with local officials throughout the entirety of all of this, and I don't personalize it to individuals. Clearly, we've had a lot of communication with a number of officials there. But also, equally as clearly, the challenges and problems that occurred after August 9th were far broader than just the City of Ferguson and far broader than just the City of Ferguson Police Department. It required a much broader unified command and significant efforts to move forward. So this is a regional issue, one in which we work with St. Louis City, St. Louis County, and many other police organizations to, and very proud of the fact that there was not, even though there was a lot of gunfire at various times, especially on the night of the 24th, at no time did a law enforcement officer lower their gun or a National Guardsman lower their gun and take the life of an unarmed
I noticed, person. For example, like when you had press conferences leading up to it, you never had the mayor of Ferguson with you. You had the mayor of St. Louis and the county executive. I mean, why was that? Why wasn't he more involved publicly in this decision?
Like I said, I'm not going to go through the various challenges and various responses there. Other than we were dealing with a region issue, we were dealing broadly with that. The two most significant in size law enforcement institutions are the city and the county, we worked cooperatively with them from the entire time we were. This is not about an individual personality. This is about the region and moving forward. And these issues need to be looked at. And certainly, we'll look forward to continuing to work with all the local officials in the region to move forward. This is not a personality issue.
Knowing how he felt, sir, will you consider meeting with him personally on that kind of issue?
Well, I mean, I'll look forward to continuing to meet with local officials. I had meetings with the mayors during this time. Mayor Knowles was at those meetings that we had on numerous occasions, and we've kept in contact with their office as we've moved forward. But it's important to remember that when I made the decision to put the Unified Command in charge and Captain Johnson in Highway Patrol, that was to get the hierarchy of law enforcement a little different than what it was before. And I think looking at that was the right thing to do, to bring those additional assets and to have Captain Johnson there. So some of those things were situations in which we were, as with the Unified Command, putting ourselves into a regional command structure as opposed to city by city. It's especially important in St. Louis County, where you have so many municipalities.
All right, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, guys.